Hey guys, Natalia Schneimler here. I help boy moms have a better relationship with their sons and themselves by teaching them the tools how to manage their mind so that when anything comes up in life, they know exactly how to take care of themselves and their kids. Hey guys, how are you doing today? Today's question comes from a client who wrote in and asked me to coach her on her anxiety about leaving her baby or her daughter for the first time. And I wasn't able to coach her live in person, so I just wanted to share my coaching here for her and for everyone else who's going through this, because we all go through this. So I wanted to give her an opportunity to have the coaching if she still needs it. And I really feel obligated to share it because I have this knowledge, I have this process, and I want people to get help. And I know I needed it when I was anxious about leaving my kids, and I still use this process today with my other anxieties and my other fears that I have with my kids. So I broke it down into three little simple steps. And the first thing that I would do with myself or my client, and I was just ask a question: is it understandable that you're anxious? And if you are in a place of judgment where you are thinking, I shouldn't be anxious, I should be one of those moms who's comfortable leaving, then that's the place to start dropping your judgment, to really meet yourself in a place of understanding. Where you agree, yeah, you know, it makes sense to leave your baby for the first time, that of course you're going to be anxious. It's totally understandable. And from that place of non-judgment, you need to really take time to feel it, to feel the anxiety, to feel the fear of what you're afraid will happen with your daughter, or what you are afraid that means for you as a mom, and really feel it. That might mean you cry and really admit to yourself that, you know, I really feel terrible about doing this, and really process it. Until you're able to not be so emotional about it and be more logical problem solving about it. And from there, the step number two, for me, and for I would use for any mom, is to ask a question. Okay, what is the worst case scenario here? Say you're leaving your daughter. And of course, the worst case scenarios are, you know, losing our kid getting hurt, someone stealing our child. That comes up for me when we're in public places, more with little kids than big kids. But okay, what's the worst case scenario? And what is the chance of that happening? So basically now you're starting to have a conversation with yourself and realizing, okay, the chance is pretty low. And the other question you ask yourself, what have I done to prevent it from happening? And of course, I don't even have any doubts. You for sure have taken many steps to prevent those worst case scenarios from happening, right? You interviewed the person who's going to be watching your kid, or you know it's a trusted family member, or it's your husband, or it's, you know, whoever. But you for sure have done everything in your power to prevent your child getting hurt, your child being lost or stolen or whatever in any way, right? So that worst case scenario, we had a conversation with ourselves and we reminded ourselves that yes, you know what, I have done. I didn't just pick a random stranger off the street to watch my kid. I checked out the daycare that my baby's going to be in, and I picked the best one that I found. So now that we reminded ourselves that, hey, everything is lined up, I didn't just wing it, I have it taken care of, then we can move on to a smaller worst case scenarios. For example, I'm afraid I'm making a mistake, right? You're afraid you could be thinking. This is one of the, I'm just bringing up examples for why we could have anxiety over leaving our baby. And it could be multiple different options of thoughts, like I'm making a mistake, I am a bad mom, I shouldn't be leaving my daughter needs me and I won't be there. right? Making it mean something about you that's not doesn't feel good, or making it mean something about your daughter that does not feel good, okay? So those are the actual worst case scenarios that are actually going on in our head, and that those things are creating our anxiety. So this step number three happens after we feel our feelings and after we comfort our fears. We kind of have to comfort them, and then we're still going to have the fears, right? We're still our mom. We're still going to have a fear that maybe we're making a mistake, or maybe we shouldn't be doing it, or maybe we're a bad mom, or maybe my daughter needs me and I should quit work, right? So this step, this is exactly why I became a life coach, is because of this step that reminds me that the only thing that's going on here is I'm thinking a bunch of words strung together in a sentence, and these sentences, a couple of them, are what are causing my feelings. It's not actually anything outside in the world. It's not actually the fact that I'm going to be leaving my daughter. It's not the fact that my daughter will be somewhere else. It's not the fact that I'm going to be at work. It's none of those things are actually happening, because this is all happening before the event, right? Before you have to leave your daughter. So the only thing that's happening is we are having thoughts that are in our head, that are made up by us, and that are creating a feeling. And I don't have to react to them as if they're the truth. So this gives me a lot of freedom to have a bit of a relief to realize as a mom, oh, hey, you know what? It's not actually the truth. This is how I realize it. And so I'm sharing with you, it's not actually the truth. It's actually just my thoughts in my head. Oh, so then I can pick my truth. I can pick something else to think. Huh, right? So maybe, just maybe, I am a good mom, right? That's another sentence. These are not even the truth, right? This is not something that we can go out into the world, like in the bank account. We go into the bank account and look at the number. There's no mom bank account where you go in and check, am I a good mom or a bad mom? Is this the right decision or the wrong decision? No, because that's all happens in our head. And this is how we do the inventory. We're like, okay, right now I'm thinking these four terrible thoughts and they make me feel terrible. I feel nervous. I feel afraid. I feel anxious. And I feel terrible about my decision to leave my newborn daughter. So, if these things are just thoughts in my head and they're not the truth, then maybe I could play around with it. And so then this is how I do it for me. I am going to try kind of demonstrate it for you. You can also try to play around with it. For example, I start flipping them upside down. So the first one is I can be making a mistake, or I'm making a mistake by leaving her. So the flip around of that is this is the exact same right decision for my daughter. Right? I'm not making a mistake. I'm doing the right thing. This is the right decision for me and my daughter. And then I see, okay, how does this feel? Do I believe it? Do I not believe it? And then by the feeling, I know what to do next. If I don't believe it, then I just chuck it aside, right? But sometimes I'm like, you know what? Maybe I believe it 5%. Maybe it could be good for my daughter to practice independence, even if she's a little baby. It could be really good for her to get used to other people at this daycare or whoever, because I will eventually need to go back to work or go for an appointment or whatever. So, I could argue this is good for her in some way, this 5%, right? So then you see how it starts to shift for you. You start getting reasonable. You start shifting your feelings. You start shifting them towards better, from anxiety and fear, which is not based in reality. It's based in your thoughts in your head. So then you start shifting your thoughts in your head. So the next one is, I'm a bad mom. Like this, maybe I'm just not being a good mom here. So the flip around of that is, this makes me a good mom. How is this true? And you, same thing, you play around with that too and see how it feels, right? Because other moms leave their daughters and they're a good mom. I'm a good mom because I have to leave her and earn money so I can raise her, right? This makes me a good mom. That's just an example, right? Or I'm a good mom by leaving her because I am doing something that's scary and I'm practicing doing this and I know it's hard for me to leave her, but this makes me a good mom too, right? Whatever it is, you're starting to play around with it and find different ways to feel better, believe something that feels better. Because remember, these are just thoughts in your head that are creating the anxiety. You leaving your child does not create anxiety. In fact, you could leave your child and never feel anxiety ever. Because why? Because you could just have different thoughts in your head. Like, I'm a good mom. This is the right decision for us. And I should be leaving my daughter because I need to go do this, this, and this, right? Just options, just saying. And also, I'm also saying that this happens to us at different points in time and we do have anxiety and there's also nothing wrong with that, right? Remember going back to step one, it's understandable, totally fine. And we don't even need to get rid of it as long as we remember that we're creating it, right? So you could just stay at step one and feel at peace about being anxious. That's totally acceptable, especially if you're leaving your newborn baby, right? Understandable. So your job would be to stay in compassion with yourself and remind yourself that it's okay, it's understandable. This is a totally expected, understandable in this situation. So going back to step three, where you're playing around with these thoughts, if you don't want to be anxious, you could play around. So the other thought error, I call them, is I should not be leaving my daughter, which is kind of like I'm making a mistake, right? So the flip around with that would be I should be leaving my daughter because I have to go to the dentist, or I should be leaving my daughter because I have to go back to work, or whatever the reason. Now, is that true? Yeah, it's true, right? You do need to leave her for whatever reason.
So you can't just believe the sentence that you should leave her.
And so I want to leave you with this one takeaway. Your anxiety is created in your head by you, and it's totally normal. And you can have compassion for it. And you can have freedom from it if you practice remembering that it is simply words in your head that are creating it. And the more you practice these thoughts of fear and nervousness and anxiety, the stronger the feeling will be. And it takes skill, it takes practice for us to actually even find these thoughts that are creating it, because they feel like the truth to us. They feel like, they don't even feel like thoughts. They just feel like this is what's happening. I'm just afraid that I'm making a mistake. I'm just afraid my daughter will be worse off. I'm not sure I should leave her. You know, maybe I should stay home. I shouldn't be feeling anxiety. All of these things could feel like just the truth of your life. And you might not even be able to separate yourself from these thoughts. And that's okay. And this is the first step that we take to get that awareness of these thoughts. The first step is not being aware of them. The next step is realizing, okay, these are thoughts. These are words. Okay. But they feel so true. It's not just, you feel like these thoughts are just an observation of your life. But the reality is these thoughts are the source of your anxiety. Your life is not the source of the anxiety. And so I'm hoping this is helpful for you. And I'm hoping that you took at least one takeaway, whatever it is, even if it's the first step of just being understanding with yourself, that is a great, great step. Whenever we can agree with ourselves and say, you know what, I should be anxious, then we're on our side, then we're understanding, then we're loving, then we're able to just be with anxiety and not push it away. We're like, yeah, I should be anxious. I am leaving my daughter for the first time, newborn daughter. Of course I don't want to leave her. Of course I have doubts. Of course I have my fears. And that's okay. So my heart goes out to you leaving your daughter for the first time. And welcome to the beginning of a lot of different other anxieties and doubts that you'll have about kids. And that's why I'm so excited for you to have this tool to practice and apply to the future anxieties and fears, because it does get better. You do get better at managing it and seeing it and getting friendly with it and then not being so anxious overall and kind of like knowing how to deal with it. All right. Well, good luck. I hope it goes well. And if you have any questions, if you need any help, I'm always here for you. You can always go and sign up for a free mini session with me, which is on my website, www.coachingnatalia.com. And I would love to help you. All right, guys, have a great day. I love you all so much. And I'll see you next week. Bye.